You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Women's Imaging Center and Jessica Danick, Care Coordinator, Hunterdon Regional Cancer Center, will have a short discussion on breast health, and then attendees will learn to paint a beautiful pink tree scene. Painting is a great way to explore one's creative side, learn a new skill, and just take a break from one's busy life. Attendees are encouraged to wear pink that evening. The event will be held at...
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. We're just hours away from the first Democratic presidential debate. The stakes are high for frontrunner Hillary Clinton as she attempts to hold off a strong challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Three other Democrats will share the stage, but Joe Biden apparently will not be making a surprise appearance. The vice president's public schedule shows him taking part in meetings at the White House. Even though some House members want the Select Committee on Benghazi disbanded, a mother of one of the Benghazi victims still wants answers from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
I was a mother. She wasn't. Why does she know and I can't find out about my son? Yes, it's only been 3 years. How long is it going to take before I find out something?
John Smith's mother, Patricia, tells Fox News Clinton could have saved her son's life if security guards could have come to protect the embassy in Benghazi. Originally, the State Department blamed an online video as the cause of the bombing of the embassy. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
A Connecticut lawmaker is calling for the federal government to levy a record $18 billion fine against Volkswagen, USA's Russ Jones explains.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says the company developing software to bypass U.S. admissions testing in their diesel cars is a massive fraud. He's calling for a $37,000 fine for each of the 482,000 offending vehicles.
We're asking the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission to investigate as vigorously and promptly as possible.
He says VW executives also need to be held responsible for any criminal behavior. I'm Russ Jones.
Donald Trump will host NBC's Saturday Night Live. The network says today the GOP presidential frontrunner will appear on the show November 7th, almost exactly a year before Election Day. Trump last hosted the comedy show back in April 2004 and boasted about being a ratings machine. The real estate mogul also plugged his then-hit show The Apprentice during the opening monologue. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Let's take a look at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio target weather forecast for the Central Jersey listening area. It's a beautiful day outside, beautiful fall day. Currently fair, 70 degrees. Tonight, slight chance of showers, then mostly clear, low of 52 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, high of 67. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, low going down to 43 degrees. This is Randazzler's Musical Journey. Let's kick off with Barry Manilow. Of course, I can't smile without you listeners out there. That was Barry Manilow, Can't Smile Without You, here on 100 Chamber Radio. It's times like this that makes me wonder, what is the next song? I wonder if it's going to be by Bread.
Places at one time, I'd be with you.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good evening, this is Dr. Knott and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Can't think of anything.
That was The Air That I Breathe from The Hollies here on 100 in Chamber Radio. As I mentioned before, you just heard from The Hollies. Now you're going to hear from the legendary James Taylor.
There's something in the way she moves or looks my way. My name that seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue or troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. And I feel fine anytime she's around me. She's around me now, almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then, things I lean on lose the meaning, and I find myself careening in places where I should not let me go. She has the power to go where no one else can find me. Yes, and to silently remind me of the happiness and good times that I know. Well, I said I just got to know them. It isn't what she's got to say or how she thinks or where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. I'd like to hear them best that way. It doesn't much matter what they mean. But she says them mostly just to calm me down. And I feel fine anytime she's around me now. But she's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time. Yes, and I feel fine.
Now, Something in the Way She Moves, which is also the opening lyrics to the Beatles' classic hit Something, and that was from James Taylor, you just heard. Up next, a song that actually was released when I was growing up. Here's 98 Degrees.
yeah, all I'll be, everything in this world, all that I'll ever need is in your eyes, shining at me. When you smile, I can feel all my passion unfolding. Your hand versus mine, and the thousand sensations seduce me, 'cause I do cherish you for the rest of my life. You don't have to think twice. I will love you still from the depths of my soul. It's beyond my control. I've waited so long to say this to you. If you're asking, do I love you this much? Well, I do.
I do cherish you from 98 degrees here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Now we're going to get old school with Old Blue Eyes himself, the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you.
all the way through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. For sure, I'm gonna love you all the way.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The stage is set for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders to square off at the first Democratic presidential debate. Political analysts say tonight's primetime showdown in Las Vegas will give voters a chance to size up the Democratic frontrunner and her main rival. Three other Democrats will share the stage, but Joe Biden apparently will not be making a surprise appearance. The White House won't offer any opinions as to who should be the next Speaker of the House.
It's unlikely that an endorsement of anybody by me from here would be helpful to any Republican's candidacy.
Asked about reports that Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan may enter the race for Speaker, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says he'll let Republicans decide for themselves who they believe should take over. Earnest says whomever is selected, that person will face the same challenges outgoing House Speaker John Boehner has faced for several years. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Turn down that radio!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-485-4408. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-485-4408. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-485-4408.
Thank you.
kicking off the second half of the 5 o'clock hour with You're My Best Friend from Queen. Now, here's the Piano Man.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion, don't change the color of your hair. Have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation, never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Hey. I can talk to. I want you just the way you
And that was the Piano Man himself, Mr. Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are. Gonna get one more song in before we take a quick commercial break. Here's Chicago.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disattel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
That was Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. And before the break, You're the Inspiration from Chicago, Just the Way You Are from Billy Joel. And then the second half of the 5 o'clock hour began with You're My Best Friend from Queen. Now, The Carpenters.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong, and that fits strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there.
What a beautiful voice Karen Carpenter had. Gone way too soon. That was I Won't Last a Day Without You from the Carpenters here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Well, this next artist, her voice isn't too shabby. either. But before I play the last song, Fastest Hour and All of Radio has gone by yet again. And I will be back, same time, same chair, next week. And let's get to that last song. It's Stevie Nicks, Don Henley, Leather and Lace.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Mayor of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
An Israeli soldier has been wounded after a Palestinian woman set off a bomb in the West Bank, properly known as Samaria. Cheryl Hancock of USA's Middle East Bureau in Jerusalem has the details in this raw audio account.
Today I'm standing at an Israeli checkpoint that borders Jerusalem and Arab villages under the Palestinian control. This morning, a Muslim woman came out from the village. She was stopped, and she had two bombs with her. One of them went off, and she's in critical condition in the hospital. The soldier, he was hurt and wounded and taken to the hospital. The reason for these attacks is because rumors have been spread that Israel's trying to change the status quo on the Temple Mount. Right now, the status quo is that the Jews can visit the Temple Mount but are not allowed to pray. Netanyahu, the prime minister, said we are not changing the status quo, and he asked the leader of the Palestinian Authority to tell the people it's not the truth. So far, this hasn't happened. This is Cheryl, USA Radio in Jerusalem.
This is USA Headline News.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the Battle Round on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
A student group at the University of Missouri in Columbia has burned an ISIS flag as a symbolic gesture against the Islamic State. USA's Russ Jones was recently in Columbia and has this report.
Some 200 students gathered in protest last Thursday, burning a homemade Islamic State flag in the center of campus at the Francis Quadrangle in front of the historic columns. Ian Paris, chapter president of the Young Americans for Liberty, said the flag burning wasn't about Islamophobia.
It was the atrocities committed by ISIS against various peoples, the Christians, Jews, and Muslims in the Middle East, and also the fact that they're doing this on the back of the U.S. taxpayer, the fact that ISIS is driving around the Middle East with $1 billion of U.S. Humvees, and the fact that they're paying their soldiers in $1 billion of U.S. cash left in the region.
A senior at Mizzou, Paris urges Americans to speak out not only against groups like ISIS, but demand the U.S. government stop supporting their efforts.
It would signify that we are no longer going to bend to fear of radical Islam, and it hopefully would also resound all the way to Washington to know that we're fed up with them borrowing money from China in order to fund radical Islamists abroad.
Paris tells USA News that Young Americans for Liberty are planning similar